The littera is an invitation to act in a certain way, to welcome the son who returns home after squandering his fortune, to receive the one who became a stranger to his own house, to bring back to life the one who was dead, like Lazarus. This moral message follows from the image of God given by the allegorical sense we traversed in the second room, a new tapestry from the Cathedral of Burgos, whose theme is the return of the prodigal son, shows the sense of horror vacui prevailing in the scene, with the predominance of the human figure placed over meticulously treated natural landscapes, as well as the value given to the garments, short clothes, skirts, coifs, caps, etc., and furniture following models of the time. The story narrated in the Burgos hanging is organized through different groupings of events arranged in two superimposed registers. On the lower left side, we find the prodigal son who has already squandered his father's inheritance, living like a libertine, requesting work from a landowner recognized by his rich attire, accompanied by a large group of men and women. The second scene of this panel is situated in the upper left corner, where the owner's right arm directs the prodigal son to his fields to feed pigs, imploring a better fate. The third and fourth chapters of the narration are located in the lower central and right register of the tapestry, showing the reception of the lost and repentant son by his father, accompanied by a group of people. The following scene presents father and son together after receiving the best garment, as the biblical passage emphasizes. In the upper right and central register, the remaining episodes of the parable are distributed, narrating the arrival of the elder son at home, asking the reason for the celebration and banquet staged in the center, featuring the two main protagonists of the story, the father, image of God, seated in a chair, and the lost son, personification of the sinful man. Accompanying these two characters are the figures of musicians playing trumpets, the argument of a pig slaughter, and gallant motifs completing the scene. God always has the doors open, to the point of allowing himself to be tied to the column before being led to Calvary, a small sculpture in gilded and plain silver and ebony wood from the Cathedral of Santiago de Compostela captures this iconography. Due to its delicate craftsmanship and the influence of the Italian world observed in it, it has been attributed to Gaspar Becerra. The poor Lazarus, the man who lay at his gate covered with sores, longing to eat what fell from the rich man's table, even the dogs came and licked his sores, is a vivid image of poverty, demanding imperatively a gesture of hospitality. In an anonymous 17th century canvas from the church of San Julian and Santa Basilisa in Salamanca, the resurrection of Lazarus is depicted. The scene is structured into two symmetrical groups. To the right, standing, Jesus advances and leads a group, including the apostles and some women, coming from Martha and Mary's house towards the tomb where Lazarus's body is buried. To the left, Lazarus's body is unearthed and held by the servants, presenting as recently returned from the dead, thus shown pale, lifeless and still rigid. Jesus raises his arm and opens his hand towards God the Father in thanksgiving to perform the miracle, making believers recognize he is the Son sent by God. The same attitude of Christ was offered by the martyrs, represented here by the 10,000 virgins in a bust reliquary from this collegiate church of Santa Maria de Villafranca del Bierzo around 1520. And attributed to the Brussels workshop of the Bormann family, and by Saint Sebastian in an exquisite work by Diego de Siloe, made around 1523 and kept in the parish church of the Visitation of Our Lady in Barbadillo de Herreros, Burgos. The sculpture, delicately executed, represents the saint during his martyrdom, in the moment before being shot with arrows, as his body still shows no signs of the arrows. Both the bust reliquary and this Saint Sebastian recall that covenant of God and the moral demand to give one's own life. The infant Jesus, usually represented in the joy of the shepherds and the Magi's welcome, is already presented in the infant image forming part of the exhibition as the King of Martyrs. The work belongs to the Royal Monastery of Santa Clara in Carrion de los Condes, Palencia. The friendly Carrionés sculptural group consists of the sleeping infant Jesus and Saint John. The divine infant lies laterally, resting his head on a skull serving as a pillow. Its vision brings to mind the saying, "There is nothing that wakes you up more than sleeping on death."